This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Number of refugees up 10% in 1 year. In its Global Trends report marking World Refugee Day today, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees said the refugee crisis worsened in 2015 with more than 65 million people forcibly displaced, an increase of nearly 6 million from 2014. UN Refugee Chief Filippo Grandi said one of every 113 people on Earth is now either internally displaced or a refugee.
Unfortunately, the number in the last year has gone up by 10%. We're now at 65 million people. Two-thirds are internally displaced people, the most difficult to reach. One-third are refugees. 90% are in middle-income countries or in poor countries. 50% of the refugees are children. So these are each one of these is a very worrying piece of information that we need to address.
In the meantime, Global Witness says 2015 was the worst year for killings of environmental activists. The report that was released today blames disputes linked to mining, agribusiness, logging, and hydropower. Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
For environmental activists, 2015 was an exceptionally dangerous year, according to a report from watchdog Global Witness. Campaign leader Billy Keit spoke to VOA about the report's findings.
The numbers are shocking. We documented 185 killings across 16 countries. That's almost a 6% increase from the previous year and the highest annual total that we have on record. On average, more than three people were killed every week in 2015.
Global Witness is calling for governments to strengthen protection for environmental activists and increase efforts to prosecute crimes against them. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
This is VOA News. More than 30,000 people have left the Iraq city of Fallujah in the past 3 days as government forces stormed into the city, pushing Islamic State fighters into the northwestern part of the city. The Norwegian Refugee Council's Carl Schembri tells VOA the refugees are in a desperate situation.
They've been eating rotting expired dates and drinking from the river, which is unfit for drinking, and now they are finding themselves out there. And we are unable to cope and to help everyone.
Some Islamic State militants reportedly have sent their wives and children out of the city with the refugees. Campaigning in Britain is in its final phase ahead of Thursday's referendum on EU membership, as polls show the Remain camp gaining, a possible indication of how the murder of the anti-Brexit lawmaker Joe Cox by a suspected right-wing extremist may be tipping the balance in favor of keeping the status quo. Comres, a London market research firm, released a poll saying support for staying in the EU is rising among voters who had previously described themselves as undecided. Earlier today, Parliament paid tribute to the slain colleague who would have turned 42 this week, her fellow Labour MP Alison McGovern.
Let me begin by saying again Joe's own words. Who can blame desperate parents for wanting to escape the horror that their families are experiencing? Children are being killed on their way to school. One in three children have grown up knowing nothing but fear and war. Those children have been exposed to things no child should ever witness. And I know that I would risk life and limb to get my two precious babies out of that hellhole.
52-year-old Thomas Mayer is the lone suspect charged in the shooting and stabbing death of Ms. Cox, a pro-immigrant, pro-refugee junior member of Parliament. In his first court appearance on Saturday, Mayer, who reports say has a history of links to racist groups and mental illness, refused to identify himself by his legal name, saying, "My name is Death to Traitors, Freedom for Britain." Separate bomb explosions in Afghanistan today killed at least 24 people and wounded around 40 others. The deadliest attack occurred in Kabul when a suicide bomber approached a minibus on foot and set off explosives, killing 14 and wounding another 8. Those killed were Nepalese security guards who were part of a company looking after the security of the Canadian embassy in Kabul. Intelligence officials in Iran today have broken up the biggest terrorist plot to ever be conceived against Tehran and other areas of the country, that according to Iran's state news agency. In a statement, the intelligence ministry announced that it had thwarted plans by a terrorist group to launch a series of bombings over the coming days. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.